Witam Państwa. Ostatnim razem zapoznaliśmy się z idiomami pochodzącymi od roślin. Tym razem zwierzęta w mowie potocznej. Number one. I am as blind as a bat without my glasses. Bat. Nietoperz po polsku. I am as blind as a bat. Number two. After a long walk, I eat like a horse, but when I am nervous, I eat like a bird. Eat like a horse, eat like a bird. Number three. When you're at the library, you need to be as quiet as a mouse. My mówimy cicho jak mysz pod miotłą. As quiet as a mouse. Number four. Some people are so pig-headed, they never listen to anyone. They think they know it all. Pig-headed. Pig-headed. Number four. He works like a dog to support his wife and the baby. My mówimy haruje jak koń, albo haruje jak osioł. He works like a dog. Number five. Don't be a copycat. Don't do everything I do. Copycat. Copycat. Number six. Are you a bookworm? Do you read a lot of books? Bookworm. Bookworm. Now let's practice. Please answer these questions with a yes or a no. Number one. John stayed in bed all day today. Did he work like a dog today? No, he didn't work like a dog. Number two. Susan always listens to her friend's advice. Is she pig-headed? No, she isn't pig-headed. Number three. Rose eats very little because she wants to stay thin. Does she eat like a bird? Yes, she eats like a bird. Number four. Tommy doesn't like to read. Is he a bookworm? No, he isn't a bookworm. Sammy always wants to do everything that his older brother does. Is Sammy a copycat? Yes, he is a copycat. Copycat. Number six. Baby Sarah was hungry, so she started crying. Was she as quiet as a mouse? No. She wasn't as quiet as a mouse. Tyle na dzisiaj. Mam nadzieję, że rozmawiając z Amerykanami, będziecie nie tylko w stanie zrozumieć powyższe wyrażenia, ale też sami ich użyjecie. Do usłyszenia następnym razem. Kłaniam się, Anna Gertler.